Specifically, the state report found that it was a subsidiary of Enbridge that signed an agreement with the state in 2018, meaning that if a spill were to occur, the company could not legally be required to pay for cleanup. The report went on to say that while Enbridge has the financial holdings to clean up a spill, it's not clear whether their U.S. subsidiary does. Ryan Duffy is a spokesperson for Enbridge. He says the 2018 agreement is clear.
I think if you look at the agreements we made with the state, they're clear that the financial assurances can be met by the parties that are signing or their parent companies. That's laid out in the agreement.
Duffy says Enbridge is legally bound to provide cleanup in the event of a spill. Officials with the Office of the Attorney General disagreed, saying the Canadian parent company is not legally bound by the 2018 agreement, and the U.S. subsidiary has not documented its own financial ability to cover a spill. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.